from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Voice of Indonesia. With me, Rahma, presenting you various information, updates, programs, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. And the special programs that we present to you, as always, include the news, then we have Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So do stay tuned only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel, VOI, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Here is the news first headline. Amirul Hajj 2025 heads to Saudi Arabia to oversee Indonesian Hajj services. Indonesian President Prabowo accompanies President Macron to Borobudur Temple. I'm Rahmawati. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto accompanied French President Emmanuel Macron to Borobudur Temple. Dora Pardede has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto accompanied French President Emmanuel Macron on an official visit to Borobudur Temple on Thursday. The temple is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and one of Indonesia's most iconic landmarks. President Prabowo said Indonesia and France are great nations with long histories and strong cultural roots. He added that both countries share the same values, their humanity, tolerance, and respect for diversity.
Kita ingin memelihara kehidupan.
We want to maintain a harmonious life, good peace. We believe that only through friendship, family, and collaboration, we all can have a better life.
Kita semua bisa mendapat kehidupan yang lebih baik.
President Prabowo added that he is confident the partnership between Indonesia and France will continue to grow. He hopes the relationship will build bridges between cultural figures, artists, creative industries, and community leaders from both nations. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Amirul Hajj 2025 heads to Saudi Arabia to oversee Indonesian Hajj services. Dora Pardede reports.
Indonesia's Amirul Hajj for the 1446 Hijri or 2025 Hajj season officially left for Saudi Arabia on Thursday. The news was shared by Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar during a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday. He said the mission is part of a state duty given by President Haji Prabowo.
Dengan menjalankan tugas negara.
This is a state duty entrusted by President Prabowo to ensure that our Hajj pilgrims receive the best possible service.
Yang baik.
By law, the Amirul Hajj leads the National Hajj Mission and handles Hajj-related diplomacy during the season. Nasaruddin Umar also mentioned that the Amirul Hajj will meet with Saudi officials to explore ways to improve Hajj services in the future. As of day 29 of Hajj operation, over 189,000 Indonesian pilgrims have arrived in Saudi Arabia in more than 480 groups. Around 55% are women and 45% are men. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World.
In the meantime, Indonesia considers making the Makkah route a reciprocal program with Saudi Arabia for Hajj pilgrims. Minister Agus Andrianto announced the review on Friday. The program allows immigration checks before pilgrims fly. Saudi officers process passports at Indonesian departure airports. The goal is to help pilgrims worship immediately upon reaching Mecca. You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Indonesia is strengthening its tsunami warning system using new technology from Gajah Mada University and Telkom Indonesia. Both are developing early detection tools with undersea fiber optic cables across the country. Head of Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Dwi Korita Karnawati in Jakarta on Friday said, the tools will support and expand the Indonesia tsunami early warning system. The agency will lead testing and integration to meet safety and national standards. The structural work of the Vice Presidential Palace in Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara, is now finished. Head of the Nusantara Capital Authority, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, said on Thursday, the overall project is 43% complete.
Istana Wapres sekarang sudah 43%. Jadi struktur saya struktur sudah.
The Vice Presidential Palace is now 43% done. The structure is complete. What's left are the architectural finishes and bulletproof glass. Those are the major parts still in progress. Vice President Gibran Rakabuming visited the site on the same day. He reviewed several key projects, including road construction, hospitals, university, housing for civil servants, a national mosque, and basilica area. Basuki added, Vice President Gibran reminded all teams to keep the project on track without compromising quality. Moving on to Indonesia's culture minister, who says stair lift at Borobudur Temple will become permanent. Here is Ofra Regina with more details.
Indonesia's Culture Minister Fadli Zon says the government plans to install a permanent stair lift at Borobudur Temple. He spoke after accompanying France President Emmanuel Macron and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto during their visit on Thursday. The stair lift is currently portable and does not damage the stone structure of the temple.
There's no problem. We will make it permanent in future. This is about inclusivity. All World Heritage sites have similar facilities. We've planned this for some time. The current lift is portable and causes no damage. Not a single bolt harms the stone.
Minister Fadli added that the permanent version will use technology that protects Indonesia's cultural heritage. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that's the news. And next, we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Amirul Hajj Indonesia 2025, State Commitment to Overseeing Hajj Pilgrimage and Religious Diplomacy, read by Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on Amirul Hajj Indonesia 2025, State Commitment to Overseeing Hajj Pilgrimage and Religious Diplomacy. Indonesia, as the country with the largest Muslim population in the world, interprets the Hajj pilgrimage as more than just an annual ritual. Recently, Amirul Hajj, or the head of the Hajj Mission Indonesia 2025, Nasaruddin Umar, who is also Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, officially departed for Saudi Arabia. This departure is not only a symbol of a spiritual journey, but also real proof of Indonesia's commitment to overseeing pilgrim services and strengthening religious diplomacy amidst various global challenges. Carrying out the Hajj on a large scale is certainly not easy. There are logistical, security, and health issues that must be overcome to ensure that thousands of pilgrims can perform their pilgrimage safely and comfortably. In addition, global geopolitical tensions also add to the complexity of this year's Hajj implementation. Amirul Hajj's role is vital not only as the leader of the Hajj mission, but also as a diplomat who maintains close communication with the Saudi Arabian government. His job is to ensure that Indonesian pilgrims receive the best service and that their rights are fulfilled. Since the Hajj pilgrimage takes place in Saudi Arabia, for Indonesia, it is more than just a religious matter involving its 221,000 pilgrims. It is indeed part of global diplomacy that prioritizes the values of tolerance, unity, and humanity. Indonesia shows its commitment not only to its citizens, but also to strengthening harmonious international relations. The departure of Amirul Hajj 2025 and team is a reflection of the country's great responsibility in protecting its citizens and showing Indonesia's active role in the world, especially in the religious field. Now is the time for the world to see Indonesia not only as a country with the largest Muslim population, but also as a driver of peace and cooperation between the religious communities. That was commentary.
Here is the word of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
To be. What is this food?
This delight is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Es goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Yang suria.
semangat kemerdekaan Indonesia. Hal-hal yang mengenai pemindahan kekuasaan dan lain-lain diselenggarakan dengan cara bersama dan dalam tempo yang sesuai-suainya. Jakarta, 17 Agustus 1945, atas nama bangsa Indonesia, Soekarno Hatta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana mask itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His movements were firm, show strength, power, and intelligence, and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Katmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kan kadang bisa aja.
Well,
ya.
Other people is fine, but who is gurunya? His or her kan teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nisuji. The term is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial's level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya.
Ya, ini ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, itu.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya, ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who want to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mass dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mass dance, he have to develop Palimanan mass dance, not other dance. If he did it, I will cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mass dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the mass dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus Fanny latihan sama mama sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the mass dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mass dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions. Describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mass dance can survive from technology blasts that hits young generation today.
Ya, karena ingin melestarikan kebudayaan.
Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mass dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Begitu sendu, lalu ku dengar kabar kau ingin putus darinya. Dalam hatiku berkata, ini kesempatan untukku. Ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang, izinkanlah diriku telah ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padaku, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang, izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Bila kau cari harta, dia memang pasti lebih dari diriku. Bila kau cari setia, ku lebih layak untuk dapatkan diri.
Dari dulu sayang padamu,
jangan ragu, jangan bimbang,
izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru.
Ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang, izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru.
Listener, want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Loksado is one of sub-districts in Hulu Sungai Selatan, South Kalimantan. It is located approximately 185 kilometers from Banjarmasin, the capital of South Kalimantan province. Loksado is located in the Meratus Mountains and is one of the natural tourism areas with cultural attractions of the Hill Dayak community, the indigenous tribe of the Meratus Mountains. For its natural tourism, Loksado is blessed with at least 8 beautiful waterfalls. In this edition, we will introduce one of 8 waterfalls that have become the main destination in Loksado, namely Haratai Waterfall. To get to Haratai Waterfall, which is quite far, you can use private vehicles or public transportation. If you are using public transport, just choose the one that goes to Kandangan, the capital of Hulu Sungai Selatan district. From Kandangan to Loksado, the journey takes about 1 hour. After arriving in Loksado, the journey continues to Haratai village, which is about 20 kilometers away. From Loksado to the location of the Haratai waterfall can only be traveled by two-wheeled vehicles. The terrain is also quite extreme. The 9-kilometer road climbs and descends with an estimated steepness up to 60 degrees. The width of the road at some points is no more than 1.5 meters, with a ravine or river on one side. For those without a vehicle, you can rent a motorbike or use a motorbike taxi service. The car park is about 100 meters from the waterfall. From the car park, you have to walk and cross the suspension bridge until you reach the counter. You have to pay the entrance fee of 5,000 rupiah per person. Arriving at the location of Haratai Waterfall, you will be amazed by its beauty. Haratai Waterfall is about 20 meters high and has 3 levels. The water discharge is quite large, so it's very difficult to swim around the waterfall, especially if it rains. During the dry season, the water discharge is not too heavy. Below the waterfall, there's a lake that can be used for bathing or just soaking. For bathing, the tour manager provides tires for visitors. For those of you who don't want to soak in the clear water, you can take pictures with the background of the waterfall. Haratai Waterfall is open daily from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. At this tourist location, there is a gazebo to rest while enjoying the atmosphere. There is also a place to change clothes. If you want to spend the night, there are many inns around Loksado. That's Indonesian wonder.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
dan hati, serenata jiwa yang lara sunyi. Oh, maaf saya ku tak ingin melukai, namun cinta ini bukan untuk. Oh, aku kasih.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. I, 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 which can be used for ikan, iklim, ikat. Let's continue. J, 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 which can be used for jari, jerapa, jeruk. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Menikahimu or Marry You by Keroncong Kremes. The song, created by Indonesian noted musician Yovie Widianto, was popularized by music group Kahitna and released in 2002. This song is perfect to be one of romantic songs for couples who are about to get married. The song not only talks about falling in love, but also about commitment, loyalty, and the journey of life together. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of the song Menikahimu by Keroncong Kremes. Happy listening.
Hingga saat cinta
aku temukan diri. Usai sudah sampai di sini, berdiri melakukan asmara, menikah denganku.
Every minute it makes me weaker.
Voice of Indonesia.
Busting out, we'd break their hearts together.